In May, Molloy signed into law a deal with United Technologies Corporation, Sikorsky's parent company, allowing the company to use $500 million in state tax credits to upgrade and expand its facilities in Connecticut. Republican Foley is critical of the deal and other incentives the Molloy administration has given to big business. Here's what Foley had to say in a recent GOP debate.
They have to bribe employers to stay here with hundreds of millions of dollars, actually over $1 billion of taxpayer money to get companies like UTC to stay here.
But Molloy, with his Lieutenant Governor Nancy Wyman beside him, vigorously defended the deal.
4 years ago, the finance head of United Technologies, in a conference call to Wall Street, questioned why anyone would do business in Connecticut. And 3.5 years after Nancy and I took office, we have a new relationship with United Technologies that guarantees the presence of Pratt & Whitney division in Connecticut for 20 years.
Molloy ridiculed Foley for not having a plan of his own.
To not do what we did would be folly.
Foley and Molloy are scheduled to hold their first debate on Wednesday. Ebong Udama, WSH News.